Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 37. That M period, A period, N period is Music Activism News. Abbreviation, acronym, for those who are listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call the 646-478-0944 phone number if you want to send in music or if you want to send in any commercials. Send it in MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Let me give you three quick disclaimers before we continue on. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, you may, well, we'll say it like that, if you hear something, because you just might. So you may hear something you don't like. Don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press 1. Right now, I would like to let you know you can listen to Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE, 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. This coming Sunday, the Republicans are taking over for 2 hours. Should be interesting with the professor. You can also check out the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. You can Twitter Alfred Porter Jr. 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, and Hip Hop Workshop 2, that is Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HH Workshop Records. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio, or you can check out the website of www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com before the Queen's Court Radio Show, Brick House Wellness, are both on voiceradio.com, and Queen's Court is at 6 p.m. And you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can YouTube the Miss Commentary, space, Cleveland. So it's Miss Commentary, then you skip and go to Cleveland. There you go. All right, I got a couple of people on the phone line, and I'm real thankful for that. We do need to go to our phone lines because people who tune in and don't expect to say anything, usually they're greatly disappointed. They just are. I want to at least give the top 10 of things that happened in our community because if you don't hear about it, we probably will not get to it later on in the show. Number 10 spot is YouTube of Joseph P. Motley Jr., the new joint that's out called Nelson Mandela for Black House Sounds, and it also features Life Struggles, Depression, a.k.a. LSD, as well as Sheriff Kilroy. Number 9, debuting, is the Facebook of Queen Noor, official music release party, /show, which will be Saturday, October 17th at 2994 West 25th, 44113. Number 8, you can debut Facebook Women's March Cleveland, March for Equality for All Women and Black Lives and Against Confirmation Until. More on that in a little while. Number 7, Facebook Ohio Families Cleveland Tour, which took place last Saturday at the 4th District Police Headquarters. Number 6, the Big Fat Black Pop-Up Shop Part 2, Crawford Road, last weekend. That was on Facebook as well. Number 5, Vintage Hollywood Glamour of the Desert Part 4, which was on Facebook. That was last Friday on West 25th Street. Number 4, debuting last Saturday, Ohio Champion Rap Battle at the My Touch Car Care Car Wash on East 93rd. It was busy last Saturday. Number 3, debuting Facebook Community Awareness to Protect Black Women, Gas Station, Gas USA, 12307 St. Clair. Brick House Wellness organized it along with GMS Shakespeare because the 17-year-old girl who was assaulted, beat up by a 32-year-old male because she turned him down while gas station owners, men, and black men stood by and did absolutely nothing. Several groups came out, including two councilmen, Councilman Mike Polensic, as well as Anthony Hairston. Plus, who would have thought Art McCoy would have led a march inside the store? The stoners got so shook, they ended up bringing out donuts and coffee and stuff like that. Well-organized event. Number 2, debuting because of the music and entertainment factor. Refuse Fascism had the open mic with Black House Sounds and others on West 25th Street, Lorraine, open air market. They got several hundred people's attention that day. Maybe I'll say over 1,000 when you get to talking about people passing by and stopping and that type of thing. Number 1, move it up. National Action Network Voters Caravan from East 141st and Barlett AME Church to the Board of Elections last Tuesday. Several groups were there. The main thing about that was just the sheer number of thousands of people in line to vote. That was a very powerful thing in itself. I'm not going to bore anybody too much. I'm going to go to the 216-804. I'm going to start off with 216-804. How are you doing out there? And see, I tell people, and they think I'm for real or kidding, even though if you don't press the number 1 key, I'm still going to come through and see what's on your mind because you make up the show. But I appreciate you for following the rules and not hanging up because I know people may be at work or trying to watch Monday Night Raw or trying to watch something. I'm not really sure what they're trying to watch. Dancing with the Stars is on, so I know about that. I'm going to also go to the 216-773 phone number. 216-773, how are you doing out there?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. You sound like you were at the rally the past Saturday.
actually, I organized it, Dolores Gray. breakout
lawmakers. It's very. I'm going to ask you, since I get a chance to have you on the air, and I'm going to ask you, did that turn out the way you wanted it to turn out?
Well, I would say so. The whole point is to get the message across to people in the community. The owner and I, had a conversation. Well, we didn't have a conversation beforehand. He actually had his lawyer contacted me before the rally, like probably a day or so before. And though, you mentioned the donuts and coffee, the lawyer told me that they were going to have that for us, which I thought was really funny. I guess to like a peace pipe or something to us, a peace offering. But, I thought it was, a good turnout to get the message across. And I was really happy that the two councilmen, Harrison and Polensic, did come out and, to make sure their faces get seen as well. And they talked. And I know I had long conversations with both of them, and I was just really adamant about, getting this rally together, because I'm just sick of seeing, the violence going on in our community at these stores and gas stations. So, and the owner, like I said, I talked to him in depth afterwards too. So he's going to try to do better, but like I told him, if he don't, he's going to get shut down.
Wow.
And we will definitely make sure it happens.
My thing is, in looking back at it, it was a lot of different groups. I saw heavyweights, especially let's focus on, like, on the women's side, to see a LaTanya Goldsby, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, see Genevieve Mitchell, legendary Genevieve Mitchell, Carl Stokes Brigade. You reached out. I know I saw Power Women. You made sure to reach out to a broad base of women from different organizations, and I saw a lot of different women show up. Do you feel it was necessary, especially when I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the young lady, the 17-year-old who was assaulted, she was there, grandmother, family members. Do you feel that helped comfort the young lady? Because it seemed to me like, she looked like she wasn't sure what she was coming into, but by the middle of everything, she was very comfortable. It seems like there were a lot of people. I've got to even say Brown Report newspaper. It was a lot of powerful women there.
I think so. I talked to the young lady for about 2 days straight. She called me the next, I talked to her grandmother a couple of times, and then she called me. And, I just wanted to make sure that, she understand that we are on her side. I mean, violence is ridiculous in the community, but when it's violence against a woman, and especially a girl, as you can see, she looks like she's like 13 or 14 years old, and she's actually 17. So it's really bad that situation happened. But what makes me angry is because it happened to a 17-year-old, and they're young women. They're very vulnerable. We live in an age of sex trafficking is at an all-time high, and and violence. So we have to just really pay attention to what's going on. So it was really, I was really pleased, and I really was impressed because the brothers, the Islam brothers, came out, and I was just appreciative to them because they came directly and talked to me, and they showed a lot of respect. And I just, I really appreciated that. And hopefully I'll be working with them again, because I am not going to stop. It's time for a change. It really is. It's time for all of us to take that light and if we have the power, we say we have the power, we need to use our power. Men and women, not just men, but we are there. Women should be there too.
So,
because we all
okay,
need
so
together.
Here's the one thing that I would like to touch on before we leave the phone conversation and we ask about contact and everything like that. You are really for women's empowerment, and you see yourself as equal in everything, but you're not a male basher, are you?
No, I'm not. I am not a feminist, as people, you know, they most of the time they think women who are empowered, they are feminists, but they're not, you know. I'm not. I just believe in empowerment because it's too many black women who are suffering from low self-esteem, and low self-esteem causes all types of situations. It even causes women to hate on another woman. So I'm just about empowerment of women and families and just helping us to understand who we are meant to be. And that's just how I see it. And it's like I'm not a male basher, but I am about respect. And, you know, we need to honor each other in respect when, you know, when we're doing something in the community to try to help one another and not try to use the male chauvinist situation to take over. Just the work, we all just need to work with each other to get the job done because we're in it together.
Wow.
But no, I'm not
deep.
A male basher.
Hey, I had to ask that. I really did because I didn't think you were, but we wanted to get that on record just because. And with that being said, how can people contact or follow your movement?
Well, they can follow me on IG, which is Brick House Wellness Group, as well as I'm on Facebook under Dolores Gray, G-R-A-Y. And don't mistake me for the other Dolores Gray, because there's another one of us, but she's on the center, the other side of the city. I'm on the Midtown side. But and also I have a website, is www.brickhousewellnessempowerment7.com. And, you know, you can reach out, you know, ask questions. If you want to join in, volunteer, you know, help me with the movement, whatever you want to bring, we can all work together.
Wow. So don't just follow. You're asking for people to join in and be a part of. So I want to thank you. And I also want to thank you for a very, very strong event. It was well attended, men and women alike. And it's good to see mm-hmm. the brothers come out to back up a strong mm-hmm. sister. So it mm-hmm. needed to be done. And we know it won't be the last one coming from you.
That's correct. It won't be because, you know, I'm definitely going to spearhead this movement because, you know, we just need to step it up, you know, step it up. And like I told that owner, you know, I got your back, but if you don't got ours, you're going to get shut down.
I was very surprised because even with the owner being out there and all of that, I noticed how strong your message was. It did not slow down. So I want to say I appreciate you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you for supporting and being out there as well with us, with us ladies.
Hey, there it is. Kings better support queens. You enjoy your evening.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And as a matter of fact, I see this one phone caller has chose to call in. Or chosen to call in, 216-255. How are you doing out there at the 255? How you doing?
Oh, thank you. Good evening. I'm fine, thanks. Al, I attended the event that you were all speaking about at the Gastown this past Saturday with Dolores Gray, who I believe just was on the phone. And
right.
I just want to say that was tremendous. I think it's an important first step to starting to speak with the owners of these places. I'm pretty sure the owner was out there, and they must have allowed us to be in the parking lot because I thought we were going to be across the street for a minute. But we were in the parking lot, and, you know, that was cool. He was out there. He listened, and the councilman said that liquor licenses would be suspended or, you know, or negated.
Yep.
If
revoked, yes, yes.
You revoked, thank you. And if compliance isn't, you know, isn't coming forthcoming. So, you know, that's great. I think that's the first step. I think it was a good action. I also want to invite folks to a discussion tomorrow night on Zoom. Al, I just put it on your Facebook page. Cleveland Peace Action is having a discussion tomorrow night with Dave Patterson, author of the first 400, Persecution and Perseverance and Profit of the Slave Trade, obviously, the first 400 years. Dave is a local author. Dave and Marva Patterson, local activist and part of the Bail Coalition and the Jail Coalition and the Bail Project to end and bail, to reform bail, you know, the bail process. So, in any case, he'll be speaking tomorrow night on Zoom at 8 p.m. And Gary Daniels of the ACLU will speak about militarized police. And he's in Columbus now, and they're facing the same battles that we are in Cleveland with the over-militarization or the basic militarization of police, of our local police forces, which is not needed in our city, and it's not wanted in Columbus. However, the council in Columbus split the vote. They couldn't decide if they're going to keep militarized police on the force or not. So this needs to be discussed and, of course, you know, ended. I'm saying
yes.
But it's up to the people, obviously. But let's let our city councils know that, no, we don't need this here. And as we saw on May 30th with the George Floyd protests here in Cleveland, the police were over militarized then, and none of that needed to happen. You know, there's tear gas and oh my gosh. So I'll let it go there. I put the link on your page, and I appreciate
you.
You know, please all join. And again, Dave Patterson lays out a good African American history in the U.S. and explains that reparations are long overdue. And man, he puts out a good case. Very effective. Anyway, thank you.
You are more than welcome. And thank you for everything that you do, Don. Everything, for the simple fact that loud sound system that was definitely used, Greater Peace Action, the speaker. Hey, we appreciate that as well. Thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, I'll tell you all what I can do and take the time and just say thank you to everybody who chooses to be a part of this program. I would be remiss if I didn't say that, Saturday, October 17th, 2020, Women's March, Cleveland March for Equality and Black Lives and Against the Trump Agenda, a sister march to some 52 marches this day, will be 1 to 3 p.m., Harvard Community Services Center, 18240 Harvard Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. That is not the right address. I will get that to you shortly. But on Thursday, October 29th, 2020, Imperial Avenue murders of 11 black women, remembrance rally and march for the lives of black women. That is from 5 to 7 p.m. at 12205 Imperial Avenue, where the home of serial killer Anthony Sowell once stood. Like I say, if I plan on getting back to something shortly, that means that I'm going to do my best to do that as best as possible. So the actual address is 18240 Harvard Avenue at the Harvard Community Services Center from 1 to 3 p.m. this coming Saturday. There's a page on that for Women's March, Cleveland March for Equality for All Women and Black Lives and Against Confirmation Until. That just lets me know that sometimes I have to just recheck over certain things that come out, or else I'm not checking And that's very, very dangerous in itself. We lost Edward Charles Whitey Ford, October 21st, 1928 to October 8th, 2020, nicknamed, of course, the chairman of the board. He was an American professional baseball pitcher who played his entire 16-year Major League Baseball career, with the New York Yankees. He was a 10-time All-Star and 6-time World Series champion. In 1961, he won both the Cy Young Award and the World Series Most Valuable Player Award. He led the American League in wins 3 times and in earned run average ERA twice. He is the Yankees franchise leader in career wins, 236, with 45 shutouts, and, well, actually, he had wins of 236 wins, shutouts at 45, innings pitched 3.170 one-third, and games started by a pitcher, 438. There you go. Inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1974. Also, we lost Edward Ludwig van Halen, Dutch, January 26th to 1955 until October 6th, 2020. He was an American musician, songwriter, producer, and inventor. He was the main songwriter and lead guitarist of the American rock band Van Halen, which he co-founded in 1972 with his brother, drummer Alex Van Halen, bassist Mark Stone, and singer David Lee Roth. He is regarded as one of the all-time great guitar players in rock history and was well known for popularizing the tapping guitar solo technique, allowing rapid arpeggios to be played with 2 hands on the fretboard. So that was Eddie Van Halen. I do believe they started off in 1972. The band changed its name to Van Halen and at the same time became a staple of the Los Angeles music scene while playing at well-known clubs like the Whiskey a Go-Go. And in 1977, Warner Brothers offered Van Halen a recording contract. And their album, Van Halen, reached number 19 on the Billboard pop music charts, becoming one of rock's most commercially successful debuts. And it was regarded as both a heavy metal and hard rock album. And by the early 1980s, Van Halen was one of the most successful rock acts of the time. The album, 1984, went 5 times platinum a year after its release. And the lead single, Jump, became the world's first and only number one pop hit and garnered them a definite Grammy nomination. Man, they won in 1992, I believe, 2 Grammy Awards for Best Hard Rock Performance with vocals for the album For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. So, there you go. And the band in 2019 ranked 20th on the RIAA list of best-selling artists, with 56 million album sales in the United States and more than 80 million worldwide. So with that being said, we've had a couple of things that happened very interesting. Let's see. Not since 1994 have the Cleveland Browns been 4-1. You know, last time that happened, there was a coach by the name of Bill Belichick who was our coach. So because of that, I'm going to reach back from a couple of years ago and play something by the name of Dog Nation from GMS Hood Famous
DVD. Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation.
Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog pound and suave body, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A brown anointed white stripes. The Seed Town Lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownies. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, Joe Schobert on, Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We gotta shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Booming Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And the legendary Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band played the guitar on that track. You know, going back to, I will say, what had happened. Well, what had happened was, no, I will say 10-foot stepladder for my soapbox, because this is not really needed that much. But I remember when Cleveland.com, Corey Schaefer talked to a group of black Cleveland politicians and activists who helped thwart Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court Judge John P. O'Donnell's 2006 bid for Ohio Supreme Court, and he plans to mount a similar campaign against his 2020 quest for a seat on the state's highest court. Now, Cleveland City Councilman Kevin Conwell, the Reverend Eugene Ward, and about a dozen or more community activists, wasn't about a month ago, they were on a Monday afternoon rally outside the Glen Village complex on the 10-5 East 105 to announce their plans to keep a state to make sure that Judge P. O'Donnell was kept off of the bench. And they had a statewide coalition, which has been working pretty powerful, as the group cited O'Donnell's 2015 verdict, acquitting former Cleveland police officer Michael Brillo of manslaughter and other charges in the shooting deaths of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. Brillo and a dozen other Cleveland officers fired a total of 137 shots into Russell's Chevy Malibu following a long police chase. Now, Russell and Williams were unarmed. Both died in the shooting. Brillo was the only officer to face charges. Well, duh, when you stand on top of a vehicle shooting in around 47 times, you're supposed to face something. But O'Donnell acquitted him of voluntary manslaughter and felonious assault charges after a bench trial. The verdict spurred mass protests that did lead to dozens of arrests. And so Fred Ward was one of the speakers who said, for those that have Black Lives Matter signs in their yards, this is what we're talking about. Although Fred Ward has a distinct voice, so he was like, for those that have Black Lives Matter signs in their yards, this is what we're talking about. Now, you know, O'Donnell did say in his email response that he supports the group exercising their First Amendment rights to speak out against this campaign, but said he regrets that the councilman and his constituents do not accept that I seek to be a part of the solution, not the problem. I guess that way he can get up on the Supreme Court. I'm saying this now, speakly man in the street. Some of the people who work with me on this program will probably frown up and say, you shouldn't really say that. But I'm going to say that I guess he wants to be a solution so that when police get up on hoods and do other egregious acts, he'll be able to say, yeah, they're a hero, which is part of what he did say, said he was a hero. And, yeah, he'll be able to say something type of position. You know, General Donald Walker Brown does always say all politics are local. So when you go to vote for president, you have to take a look at who's running for what judge in your region and what area. Now, my thing is, the judge said he supports establishing a statewide felony sentencing database that would track the way judges dole out criminal sentences. He would also advocate for a statewide requirement for every Ohio judge to take cultural competency and implicit bias training. Here's the thing. He sure didn't show that he had any bias cultural sensitivity training. Sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying. And it's very, very interesting because, you know, he said that Russell and Williams' death was a tragedy over which people are right to be upset, and that there is simply too much evidence in the public record to deny that some police across the country have little respect and low regard for people mostly of color in poor and working class neighborhoods. It's very, very interesting, though, that Conwell did cite something, that O'Donnell's narrow 2016 loss to Justice Pat Fisher showed that the 2015 verdict likely cost him a victory. In an election with over 4 million votes cast, O'Donnell lost by just over 22,000 votes. He fared more poorly in majority Black wards on Cleveland's east side and the city's eastern suburbs than other Democrats. So Conwell, along with three other members of Cleveland City Council at the time, Black community activist and political strategist Jerry Prim II, mobilized against O'Donnell's 2016 bid. And so now on this one, the group now has supporters working with them in Youngstown, Akron, Columbus, Toledo, and Cincinnati to defeat O'Donnell. And that way, we'll send a message to the other judges that they don't treat our people like that. Or, as Kevin Conwell would probably say it. That way we'll send a message to the other judges that they don't treat our people like that, man. Prem also said that he and several others involved in the effort support Sharon L. Kennedy, 154th Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court, who definitely, I will say, spoke at the Dialogue Center at Black on Black Crime Headquarters the past, I will say, Wednesday night. Black on Black Crime, Inc. meetings are held every Wednesday at 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110 off of Ivanhoe. We have signs on the corner to let you know if you've gone too far past us up. You can usually see the BMA bus in the yard, or you will see the signs at the corner that let you know you've gone too far when you see the Black on Black Crime signs and all of that at the Dialogue Center. But she did speak, and it was very interesting that Reverend Eugene Ward said, "We're not concerned about whether it's a Democrat or Republican who's his opponent. We're concerned about somebody who is going to satisfy justice and give justice to our people." Conwell acknowledged that he was likely to catch flak from those loyal to the Democratic Party for marshaling opposition to one of its candidates. "They should have put someone else up there for the Supreme Court," he said, which I could see that. Several speakers did accuse the Democratic Party of taking black voters for granted. "We have to vote against O'Donnell, and we have to start holding the Democratic Party accountable," said Brenda Bickerstaff, a private investigator whose brother Craig Bickerstaff was shot and killed in an encounter with Cleveland police in 2002. So the reason that I bring some of this up is because you have to look at who it is that you're supporting on a major level. And when it came down to it, I thought Sharon L. Kennedy, 154th Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court, her words, not mine, where she said, "We live in the greatest country in the world. As Americans, we are free, free to say, free to write, dream, achieve, and do what we desire. Our freedom comes from our Creator and is protected against the overreach of government by the Constitution. The only one of its kind, the Constitution guarantees our freedom by limiting and balancing the government's power among three separate but equal branches. As a former police officer and current justice of the Ohio Supreme Court, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, the state of Ohio, and the laws of this state. With your support, I will continue to honor the Constitution by upholding the law, not creating it or legislation from the bench." Now, since she has been Supreme Court 2012 to present, Court of Common Pleas, Domestic Relations Division from 1999 to 2012, Attorney at Law, General Practice from 1991 to 1998, Special Counsel, General Practice, but she was Special Counsel for Ohio Attorney General Betty D. Montgomery from 1995 to 1998, Court of Common Pleas, General Division, 1989 to 1991, Director of Victim Witness Division, Law Clerk, Ratings and Endorsements, NAACP, Cleveland Branch, Highest Rated Candidate in Ohio, Supreme Court Race, FinniPAC, GPAC, there you go. And you can learn more at www.kennedyforohio.com, KennedyForOhio.com. FOROhio.com. Just to throw that out there, that sometimes you do have to look beyond party. Going straight down the line, if you're Republican or conservative, can be kind of ignorant because there may be somebody from a different party who is more calibrated or suited to do a correct job than the person you would be voting for. Just like going straight down the Democratic ticket is and shouldn't be done unless you first read about every candidate, strength, weaknesses, you name it. Because once you do that, you might say, wait a minute, this person hasn't been what they should have been for me. I'm just saying, as I look and see, I want to send this out. This goes out because Brickhouse Wellness said they really like this song from Emax the Image. 3342 Music. I am not a rapper. Emax the Image.
3342. 3342. I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher, and I got a message that I will surely reach you with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I just make this beat so I can wake up on the middle, get up off the street, and feed my kids with better meal. Who's better than me? I'm my own record here, so I turn up the heat to make it happen for real. Around the clock, cooking up another hit, I came up with a few, but I'ma light it up with this so you know what to do. Go ahead and visit that website, and then just download it. When it's on the best and best way, you already like it. It's so exciting and it makes you get excited. Don't try to fight it, cause I did copyright it. I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am.
Not a rapper. You know, my thing was, I thought it was a very, very, like I say, I would rather, if you're going to give it, give the news almost all the way as best as possible. Before I talk about, again, certain things, Justice Sherrod Kennedy, it's very interesting that, you know, the man didn't realize that, you know, Judge John P. O'Donnell, that he just, people didn't really want him. And so, you know, longtime common pleas Judge O'Donnell, 55, faces Justice Sherrod Kennedy, age 58, in November for his third try for the Ohio Supreme Court. Kennedy, the Republican nominee and a justice on the court since really 2013. And he's in political trouble in his own county and under fire. As you know, it's very interesting that I believe ClevelandUrbanNews.com is where Conwell had said that you can't let somebody go for killing black folk and expect us to vote for you. He's been an Eastside City lawmaker since 2001 who represents Glenville and University Circle. One of eight blacks on a 17-member all-Democratic city council. Councilman Conwell said a committee will be meeting with groups from Akron, Youngstown, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Toledo in a statewide grassroots effort against O'Donnell's Supreme Court bid because of his Brillo verdict and its aftermath on the black community. It's very interesting that you had people like, I'll say, Reverend Eugene Ward. We're not concerned about Democrats or Republicans who's working with Conwell and other activists on the O'Donnell issue. We're concerned about justice. As Brillo fired 49 bullets out of one gun. Now, it's very interesting because you did have a lot of other people who said certain things, but it's very, very, very interesting that Bishop Eugene Ward did say, GPAC endorsed Justice Kennedy, and I'm a member of GPAC, so I endorse Justice Kennedy, said political strategist Jerry Prim. Now, Jerry Prim II said, GPAC endorsed Justice Kennedy, and I'm a member of GPAC, so I endorse Justice Kennedy, referencing the recent endorsement by the new political action group comprised of Cleveland clergy and activists, then was spearheaded by Bishop Eugene Ward. She makes herself available for our community and is open to conversations about racial equity. I remember Mariah Crenshaw said something like, we not only need to not vote for him, Judge O'Donnell, he needs to withdraw from the race. We don't reward bad behavior. And, you know, it was very, very, very interesting because even Man in the Street, they got a quote from Alfred Porter Jr. who said, Judge O'Donnell does not need to be elected to the Ohio Supreme Court, and activists want him off the Common Pleas Court in our county where he currently sits. You know, my thing is this. Make sure that you know who you're voting for. That's it in a nutshell. Make sure who you may be voting for and who you may be rewarding. That's it in a nutshell. I'm not going to tell you, hey, you need to do this, you need to vote like this, that or the other. Put things up for yourself. Get out and vote. That's my main thing. Get out and vote, but please be an informed voter. And it's all right in saying, I'm not really certain, so let me read up on this person. Because if you type in, you will get some verdicts from some judges or those who are running that you might say, let me weigh this out. Okay, I can work with XYZ. You might have or hear from, I would say, people who will come up and have written about complaints or procedures or you name it. Things that you might not be privy to unless you are an avid court watcher, because those things are definitely needed. And once somebody is voted in and you vote for them and they win, please do me a favor. Follow what they do. Follow who they are. Follow their rulings and then prepare the HTA. Hold them accountable if they don't match up to your standards. It could be city council person. It could be mayor. Just prepare to hold them accountable. I'm going to send this song out to Daymay Danielle Woods. I'm going to send this song out because in my history, in my lifetime, she had helped me out the most, get a clear picture of a whole lot in life. And it's always good to acknowledge those people who were there for you no matter what. It makes you a better person, I think. This comes from Eastside. This is a classic track in itself. I'm looking forward to them to finally do a video on this song for you.
Life I chose, the air I breathe, the blood I bleed. How it ain't the same, changing up for a little fame. what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, will never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo.
Sometimes as human beings, you know, retrospect and then have an introspective, be introspective. Look at yourself inward first. Look inward before you affect other people. When it gets to a point in your life where you know you may be hurting somebody else because of time or lack of time, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be able to tell somebody else that, you know something, I would have liked to have done X, Y, Z, but time may be a factor. I could use myself as an example and say, I've learned you can't have it all. Hurts to say that. I could have most things, but you can't have it all. I mean, there's a certain amount of time that goes into being a leader or branding yourself. Even the hobbies you have, I'm very good at lyrics. I do it because music keeps me from going insane. It's helped get me past. Hip-hop is my life. Hip-hop has helped me deal with loss of a child, loss of other friends along the way, people who passed, yada, yada, yada. And I continue to do it or practice it for the simple fact it's a nice hobby for me. It relieves pressure. So I just happen to be kind of decent at it. But it takes time to do that. Practice, write, all of that. I'm good enough. Don't get me wrong. If something crazy or came along, or you ever said somebody is offering man in the streets money to be an artist, big money and a contract, I'd be afraid of it myself. I think the Illuminati was involved in it. I'm just saying. So I'm not even trying to play myself. But the thing is, time goes into being a leader, different people calling you because people's problems become yours, and you have to be able to say, wait a minute, I have to attend to some of these things. And you have to be honest with yourself and other people close to you, especially if you're trying to get close to somebody in a relationship. Do you have the time, the effort, or the energy, or will you be hurting them in the long run? Sometimes you have to sit back and be point-blank honest and say, wow, I want to work on certain things, get myself 100, or unload responsibilities before I end up becoming problematic, because it does take two people to join as one. But you can't have a lot of distractions going in because it's an unfair burden to another person. And that is something that I'm just now learning late in life, that you just have to be honest going into certain things. That's something that I wish I'd learned 67 years ago. But it's never too late. And I hope that maybe, just maybe, somebody will hear and be able to sit back and say, yeah, you know something? We'll need to take an honest look at myself too. Because if you do that, then I believe the Creator will help you out a whole lot. I'm going to go out with this other song. Eastside, double play.
Dream life.
New life.
When I
what they talk about, how you find out.
to the floor the way I do it, yeah.